me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. This story was told to me by Rabbi Alexandri, a wise man who lived many years ago, and it's recorded in the Midrash Tanhuma on Mishpatim and in Yocheved Siegel's Ko Asu Chachameinu. This story is an old story, but it could happen today, because a long time ago, when this story happened, there weren't airplanes, there wasn't FedEx or Amazon delivery trucks or even trains. And if you had a package that was heavy that you wanted delivered from one place to another place, you would hire somebody who would put it on their donkey, because donkeys can carry very heavy loads, and the donkey and the person riding the donkey would travel and deliver the package to where it needed to go. Two good friends, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon, lived in a village, and they had been really good buddies since they were little kids. They were in school together, they had play dates together all the time, and when they grew up, they still remained friends, and they actually each chose the same occupation. Reuven bought a donkey, and Shimon bought a donkey, and they would use their donkeys to deliver packages to nearby cities. So very often, they had the opportunity to work together. Sometimes their donkeys would carry clothing. Other times their donkeys would be carrying wheat, fruit, vegetables. They carried all sorts of materials and objects. And it was fun for them, if they were each going on a similar route, to sing together while they were on their donkeys and chat, you know, the way good friends like to do together. One day, Reuven and Shimon got into a fight. Did it ever happen to you that you got into a fight and then you forgot what the fight was even about? Well, that's what happens with Reuven and Shimon. They couldn't even remember what started the fight. But instead of being friends, suddenly they were enemies. They would not ride next to each other on the road. If they saw each other walking on the street, they would each walk to the opposite side of the street and turn their head away. They didn't even speak to each other. One day, Reuven received a package, and the package was very, very big, and he was asked to deliver this package to a nearby town. Reuven took all of the goods that were in the package, and he divided them into two large sacks. And he took heavy ropes, this was part of his job, and he tied the heavy ropes around the sacks, and each sack was hanging on one side of his donkey. And Reuven headed out. It was a hot day, a summer day, and it was getting hotter and hotter as the day went on. That donkey was working so hard and did not seem comfortable at all. And those sacks just seemed to be getting heavier and heavier for the donkey as he carried them on this hot, hot day. And so the donkey started to move slowly and then more slowly. And then the donkey was moving very, very slowly. And then the ropes started becoming a little loose. And the sacks started slipping lower and lower down on each side of this poor donkey. Until finally, the donkey tripped and fell. And of course, could not get up again. Because these heavy sacks were hanging down. Reuven tried very hard to help his donkey get back up. He felt so badly to see his donkey in this state. But no matter what he did, he couldn't succeed. He was trying to remove that load, those sacks from the donkey's sides. But they were just too heavy for one person to lift alone. And then Reuven noticed that matters were getting very serious because the ropes were all tangled up and he couldn't even straighten them out. Reuven stood in the hot sun beside his donkey, feeling helpless. He tried to encourage the donkey and he said to the donkey, "I'm so sorry that you're in such discomfort." And he really didn't know what he was going to do next. The sun was hot. There was no shade in sight and there were no people around at that time to help. What was he going to do? Finally, Reuven felt a glimmer of hope. He saw a donkey from afar. From his village, and he saw a person riding on it. Yes, yes, a person is coming. They'll be able to help me. We'll lift the sacks together. We'll help this donkey feel more comfortable. And Reuven was almost dancing a little dance. That's how excited he felt. As the person on the donkey came closer, Reuven thought, that person riding on the donkey, it's Shimon. Did it have to be Shimon? He's thinking in his head. Of all people, that's who's passing by? Will he help me? Should I even ask him for help? What am I to do? Meanwhile, Shimon, riding on his donkey, recognized Reuven and saw what a difficult predicament he and his donkey were in. Shimon decided that he wasn't going to say a word. He was going to keep riding on his donkey and ignore Reuven and his donkey. As he passed by, purposely ignoring and making believe he didn't see what was going on, in his head, he was actually even a little happy. He was thinking, well, he deserves it. Let him wait here in the sun. Somebody else will come by. It won't be me. But as Shimon continued, he seemed to hear a little voice in his head. The voice in his head was saying, "Shimon, what have you done just now? Shimon, have you forgotten what is written in the Torah?" And suddenly Shimon thought, "Oh, yes, there is something in the Torah about a donkey with a heavy load. Let me search my memory. Let's see. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shemot in the Parsha called Mishpatim. What is that pasuk again? Let me try to remind myself. It has to do with seeing the donkey of your enemy." And he stuck
underneath a load. What exactly does the Torah say? Oh, I remember. Ki tireh chamor sonecha roveitz tachat masa'o techadalta me'azov lo? Azov ta'azov, imo. That's what it says. If you see the donkey of your enemy lying down underneath its packages, underneath a burden, will you refuse to help? You shall surely help him. So Shimon stopped his donkey for a minute and he thought it over. It was a little bit of a difficult decision because Reuven was his enemy. But the Torah was describing what you need to do in this exact situation that he found him in. His enemy's donkey was stuck under a heavy load. Can I do it? Can I do it? Yes, I can. He turned around, facing the direction where Reuven was with his donkey, because remember, he had walked past them and made believe he didn't notice. And he saw that Reuven was there still trying to untie the sacks from his donkey's back. Now, Shimon went back because the Torah said to go back, but it was what we call half-hearted. His heart wasn't fully in it. When Reuven saw Shimon coming back toward him, he's thinking in his head, oh no, is he going to cause me trouble? What's he coming for? What's going to happen? Well, when Shimon arrived, he didn't talk because he didn't really feel like talking to Reuven, but he started to untangle the knots so that he could remove each of the sacks. And both of the men, Reuven and Shimon, were working together. They were able to free the donkey and help the donkey stand up. Then there was something else that they still needed to do. They needed to pick up the heavy sacks that were on the ground and tie them back on the donkey's back in a way that was secure and comfortable and steady for the donkey. Now, this was the hardest part of all. You know why? Because in order to do this part, they needed to work together and start to talk to one another. Oh, can you please lift it up on this side? Hold on this side. I need the rope. Together now. 1, 2, 3. Let's lift. Oh, lift it over here. Lower it over there. Tie it over here. Oh, fix this corner over here. They were working hard. Well done. At last, the two sacks were properly and securely placed and tied around the donkey's back. Reuven and Shimon were sweating. They had worked really hard. Shimon wiped the sweat off his forehead and looked at Reuven and said, "We did a good job." Reuven looked at Shimon and said, "Shimon, may Hashem reward you for your help." And then they looked at each other, and for the first time in a long time, they smiled at one another. Reuven thought to himself, "One minute. I've been thinking all along that Shimon hates me. But he just helped me when I needed his help, and he was kind. He did a kind act to my donkey and to me. He really is a good person." And he looked at Shimon and he said, "We're both so tired and so thirsty. So is our donkey. Let's go to a nearby inn and eat together." For one split second, Shimon hesitated, but then he said, "Sure, let's go." They gave water to the donkey. They sat inside the inn and they ate and chatted and had a lot of water because they were so hot. And they were sitting there feeling like two good friends because the fact of the matter was, they were good friends, just like they had been before. At the end of last week's Parsha, we learned about the Aseret HaDibrot in the beginning of Matan Torah on Har Sinai. And then, in this week's Parsha in Mishpatim, there are 53 mitzvot that are listed. And then at the end of the Parsha, it goes back to the Matan Torah story. It continues the Har Sinai story. And these 53 mitzvot in this week's Parsha deal with lots of everyday kinds of things, like what to do if you see a donkey stuck under his load, even if that person might be your enemy. I hope none of us have any enemies. The Parsha talks about laws, about what happens if you cause damage to somebody else's property. What if you break something that you borrow from somebody else? What if you lose something that you borrow from somebody else? Every 7 years, there's something called Shemitah, and people who don't have money can gather and eat whatever food they find in the field. Lots and lots of everyday mitzvot. And Rashi teaches us that the first letter of the Parsha is a Vav, v'eleh ha-mishpatim, and these are the mishpatim. And, Rashi says, yes, and just like the Aseret HaDibrot and what we learned in Parshat Yitro was given from Har Sinai, all of these details of how to act in your everyday life, these mitzvot are also from Har Sinai. And that is one of the reasons why this Parsha Mishpatim and these 53 mitzvot are smack in the middle of the Matan Torah story. Because at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Har Sinai. He goes up on the mountain because Hashem wants us to know that the big ideas, like the Aseret HaDibrot, and the day-to-day actions that we do are all part of the Torah, are all very, very important. And a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and from the story about Reuven and Shimon is that if we follow these mitzvot of the Torah, if we act with kindness towards the animal and even toward a person that might not be your best friend, it will end well. Good things will come from it. Friendship and joy and lots more goodness. And I hope that this lesson from this week's Parsha that we're going to work on integrating into our lives will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.